4. We know that extraordinary success includes having a lot of money. Lots of money is my favorite. I wish I would have been told earlier how much fun it is to earn it and have it. We are mostly taught how fun it is to spend it. Having it is a very different thing. Successful women understand that having money is one of the indicators that we have figured out our brains. When money becomes easy, we can be sure we've gotten out of our own way. Often when I do the work with a student to increase possibility for what they can earn, they double their salaries within a few years. But despite doubling their salaries, they often end up having less money. I believe this is because we are not taught how to have. We are taught how to under-earn and to spend. This is why our country has a catastrophe of debt, way too much under-earning and overspending. Having money is a very different experience. It's when we earn money and then just have it. We become wealthy with money instead of cluttered with stuff. There's something completely peaceful about having a large bank account with unspent money. But it's not as easy as it sounds. There is a pull to consume. But I'm teaching that the pull to create the money can be so much better than the experience of spending. And that's why you need to flip it over. Instead of earning less and spending more, I want you to earn more and spend less. That is when you can create a pile of money just for fun. I'm not talking about saving and investing money due to scarcity. I'm not talking about not buying yourself nice things. I'm talking about consciousness. I'm talking about learning how to have money and be someone who has it. I don't want you to buy big houses and nice cars to let other people know you have money. If you want them to know, just tell them. That's exactly what I do. I just talk about money with my mouth instead of with my belongings. Having lots of money is a wonderful thing. Let's talk about what money can do. It can pay for you to stay home for a year if you need a break. It can pay for your kids' health care. It can pay for a pool with a beach entry so your dogs can wade in and out at will. It can help your niece pay her rent when she is short. It can make interest and more money. It can hire people and pay for their education and their insurance. It can advertise a life-saving service that people need to know about. It's also one way to keep score for yourself. Most of us who love striving for success love to monitor our progress. Money does it beautifully. It's math. It doesn't ever lie. As a group, we are also inspired by each other's numbers. I think women are less competitive with each other and more inspired by each other. When one of us wins, we know we can win. We see the possibility. We know that not one of us is more valuable than the other. We know we are all women alive at the same time, selling something priceless. We can all win, and so can you. Women who aren't successful, who want to be, have a lot of garbage in their brains about money. They turn it into a zero-sum game and take all action from scarcity. They have beliefs that are so deeply ingrained that they can't even see them until I point them out. This results in chronic under-earning for many women who have much more potential to earn more. I define under-earning as earning less than you want to earn and are capable of earning. I don't have a set amount that everyone should be earning, and I don't believe that everyone should be earning more. The key component here is desire. If you want to earn more and you can, then you might be under-earning. I've had students who earn no money who are under-earning, and I've had students who are earning 1 million who are under-earning. Please note that under-earning is not the same as overspending, yet they often go together. Usually when I have a student who's under-earning, they're compensating for it and enabling it by overspending and using credit cards and other forms of debt. You will know if this is you because you will always feel like you just don't have enough money at the end of the month. It's tempting to blame circumstances for under-earning and overspending, but it's always an indication of something going on internally. There are enough opportunities and possibilities to make more money. As long as we use our circumstances to explain our under-earning, we won't be motivated to create those new possibilities and change. Thoughts have a way of doing this, and we will take a deeper dive into how to undo all the defective programming later in this book. But for now, here's what you need to know and feel deep in your bones. Being successful and making lots of money if you want to is very good. It's very possible. Having money is just as important as earning it. Money won't make you a better person, but it will make it easier for you to make the decisions you most want to make. Here's the bottom line. You need money to live. You're going to think about money and earning money regardless. The only question I'm asking you to question is how much. The way we answer that question truly matters. Most typically, we don't even have a purposeful or intentional answer. We simply go after a job and get what it pays or what it offers, or we have some amount in our head that seems reasonable and we settle for that. But we can think bigger. We need to know that whatever we believe and decide is what will be the amount of money we ultimately earn and have in our lives. It should be a conscious decision. The way I like to think about it is that we each have a potential for money within our lifetime. It's ours for the taking. We can either claim it by being conscious about it, or it will sit there unused by us in our life. That potential for us to grow into that possibility and that belief system will be left unused. No one else will get the opportunity to have it. It's just unused energy and potential and money. And that amount of money is big. It's way bigger than most of us are used to thinking. We are severely limited by the programming of our childhoods and society to how much money is normal and appropriate to earn or have. It is my goal in this book to completely reset your belief on possibility. What you must know, if you want to be an extra successful woman, is that you have a belief ceiling on what is possible, and that belief ceiling is only in your head. It's not a truth or reality that exists. It's a pretend bar that we are all incorrectly agreeing is true. I absolutely know this from being a person who decides on salaries for my employees. Those amounts and numbers are completely made up. We're all looking at each other to see what we should pay. It's not based on some economic law of what we're allowed or what we can afford. This is extremely important for you to understand as you go into the world looking to create value and earn money. It's an arbitrary choice, and if you haven't made it consciously, you will end up under-earning for no valid reason. Most importantly, you will need to make peace with large amounts of money. As humans, we like to be in groups of similar and like-minded people. It's in our DNA to connect and belong. This is one of the main reasons that we all make very similar amounts of money and have very similar things. Please notice how normal it is to complain about not having enough money or how hard it is to be rich. Notice how often we separate out the wealthy people from the middle-class people. Often we complain about how the wealthy people are different and not like us. To step into possibility as it applies to making money, you are most likely going to need to be willing to stand alone and outside of the group. Making lots of money is unfortunately and unnecessarily something that will cause you to be different. Please don't underestimate how difficult this might be. It's hard to imagine that having lots of money can be interpreted as a bad thing by your brain, but it is often the case. Many of my students share that they feel shame and worry about people accepting them once they start making several hundred thousand or even millions of dollars per year. And the truth is, unfortunately, often they are right. Often the people around them start questioning their character and motives when they start making more money. It seems too good to be true, and so they wonder if they're doing something shady or greedy or against the rules. This can be very uncomfortable and challenging to navigate through, so I like to warn you ahead of time that you need to practice having lots of money in your mind first. You need to prepare yourself for some of the challenges you might face. Be very careful not to fall into the sabotage loop that I've seen some of my clients fall into. They will start overspending their money, buying things they don't value or need. They will hire unnecessary people in their business and even stop doing proper bookkeeping and tax planning to jeopardize and penalize themselves for having lots of money. I know it might sound a bit crazy if you haven't experienced it, but it's absolutely real. Being with a lot of money in your bank account and being someone who has a lot of money takes time to get used to and manage. Be aware of this so it doesn't catch you off guard when you get there. Extraordinarily successful women know that success includes having a lot of money. We need to get used to having it.